Today is the 58th anniversary of D-Day, the Allied invasion of Normandy, and the beginning of the end for Hitler. But this is a story about the home front. During World War II, millions of soldiers crossed the country on their way to war in Europe or the Pacific, and one place where they could briefly get down from their trains was a tiny town called North Platte, Nebraska. Chicago Tribune columnist Bob Green wrote a book about the place titled Once Upon a Town. He says when a train pulled into the North Platte Depot in December of 1941, a miraculous thing happened, almost by accident.
People in the town thought it was the Nebraska National Guard boys, and they came out to greet the train, and it turned out it wasn't Nebraska, it was Kansas. And they had brought all this candy and food and sandwiches and magazines, and they figured that even though it wasn't their brothers and sons from their own state, they would give the candy, the sandwiches, the love to the boys who did pass through from Kansas. And the next day, a woman named Ray Wilson, the sister of a soldier from Nebraska, wrote a letter to the local paper and said, if we can't do anything else, we can do this. Let's go out to that train station and let's greet every train coming through. And they did it. It's almost enough to make you cry. This town of 12,000 people, they greeted 6 million men. Sometimes it was as many as 20 trains a day. Sometimes 7 or 8,000 people came through this little town. And the men pulled in and they looked out the train windows. The people of the town were there, every train for the entire war. Because the trains only stopped for 10 minutes. The only reason that North Platte was even a stop was it was a Union Pacific Railroad refueling area. They put coal and water in the trains. The trains didn't stop there because they wanted to treat the soldiers well.
These guys were traveling, in most cases, all across the country, so they had no sleepers. They were sitting for all this time and were eating field rations.
Field rations on the train, often covered with soot. When there were berths on the train, they had to share it with strangers. They were filthy, and they were lonely, because we think of soldiers now, but of course a lot of these boys were teenagers. They'd never been away from home, a lot of them, and they didn't know if they'd ever come back.
So for 10 minutes, you ran off the train, went inside, and got what?
It was, this little town couldn't support it all by itself, so 125 communities all over Nebraska, farm communities, came in, and they knew what their day was. So they would make egg salad sandwiches. They would lay out copies of Life magazine and the Saturday Evening Post and Liberty and free Bibles to give the men. There was a piano in the corner of the canteen. They would play the piano, and the men would dance with these girls for 10 minutes.
Yes, there were young ladies out on the platform, and a certain amount of flirting might have occurred.
There was flirtation, but this was 1941. The country was a little bit different. I mean, the real romance on the platform of the train station came. The ladies from the surrounding farm communities, among the things they would give the soldiers to take with them on the train, were popcorn balls. And inside the popcorn balls, they would put little slips of paper with the names and addresses of the high school girls around the North Platte area.
This sounds ridiculous now, but these young guys often didn't have anyone to write to, and the girls, they didn't have anybody to write to either.
That's how they met people. And I found two women who married the men who found their names in the popcorn balls. They had long lives, they raised families, and it was all because those young soldiers on their way to war opened the popcorn ball. One of the women told me that she said, I was never a very brave young girl, and I don't know who I would have met any other way, but we had a wonderful life.
How did they finance this? They would have benefits, of course, but they pulled their ration coupons. How did they, there was food for everybody.
They took the food they would have used for themselves. They would cook chickens all night and then make the chicken sandwiches. They would use honey from bees on their own farms so they could give the sugar they couldn't get to the boys. It was all out of their own pockets. The only federal money that went into the North Platte canteen was a $5 bill that President Roosevelt sent from the White House because he'd heard what they were doing out there.
Some of these fellows went back, and they're still going back and still writing their thanks.
They don't know who to write to, so they write it to North Platte, Nebraska itself. Because in the grand scheme of things, the sandwich, the copy of Life magazine, the bottle of milk, wasn't as important just as the fact of their being there. I talked to one of the soldiers who went through, name of Don Griffith, and he got tears in his voice too. And he said, we went through, it was the middle of the night, and we looked out the train, and they were there. How did they know to do that? And why in that one place did they do it? It didn't happen anywhere else.
Well, there's the question. Why North Platte? Why not some other town?
They think it's because that's how Nebraska is. That's how the middle of the country is. There were places around the country where there was sporadic help. I mean, men said they'd go to Union Station in Chicago coming through, and a soldier couldn't pay for his own drink. You know, some guys at the bar would buy him a beer. But this was constant. On the last day of the canteen, in April of 1946, the guys on the train didn't realize the canteen was closed. And I think there were only 11 or 16 of this last group of soldiers. And the ladies had brewed themselves a big pot of coffee to end the day and celebrate the end of the canteen. And the soldiers walked in, and the ladies gave the coffee to the soldiers, even at the very end. By the end of the war, for all the joy there was that the fighting was over, in North Platte there was sort of a feeling of a void. In a way, because of that, they were doing it for themselves. They were doing it to say, this is what it means to be an American. To me, that's the whole lesson of North Platte. We keep telling ourselves we want to make ourselves a better people, and we want to make ourselves a better country, and we keep looking for the answers of how we as a country can be at our best, as if the answer is out there in the mists in the indeterminate future, and we somehow have to devise the answer. The answer is already there. It happened in North Platte. It's a love story. It's as touching a love story as you'll ever find, because it's a love story between a country and its sons.
Good night, wherever you are.
Bob Green is the author of Once Upon a Town, The Miracle of the North Platte Canteen.